Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 34th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about BTS's Life Goes On music video, the new B album, and recent performances. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. So, Roseanne, how are you doing today, this night, this morning? It could be morning and around the world. I don't know.
Well, Jose, it's been good. Been fixing up my plant room and stuff like that. I think that's just been really keeping me busy. So far, no plants have died, because I remember every time Jose, you'd ask, I was like, well, this plant died.
I know, I keep seeing you buy new ones.
I should really stop, Jose. It's an obsession. My house, I'm not gonna lie, because I went to LA just to get more plants because it's cheaper in LA.
Oh, okay.
And when I came home, I was like, oh man, I'm overwhelmed. I think I bought too much.
Well, like, you don't see walls anymore. You don't see your floor anymore.
Literally. Remember, Jose, I told you if you come into my house, you gotta swing on a vine as soon as you come in.
I just thought of a like what do you even need stairs for anymore? You just be swinging all over them.
You really don't. You just gotta swing on a vine. If you miss, good luck getting up there.
Well, you got to do a virtual tour someday, a house tour.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because we gotta see how it's looking.
Eventually, yeah, I should. Eventually, I'll do that. An update.
But as far as me, I'm busy, girl. My school, like, literally before getting on recording with Roseanne today, I was like, girl, I'd be working on projects.
So it's like, forgot we were supposed to record, you guys. That's how into his homework he was.
Yes, and then I've been doing it for hours. I mean, obviously I take breaks here and there, but I think you can vouch for this as well. Like, once you're into whatever it is, it doesn't even have to be homework. If you're working on something, you get into it and then you just lose track of time.
Yes.
Like, literally. And so I was like, wait a minute, it was still sunny when I started working on this and now it's
like,
all
what
dark.
Happened? You know what, though? That's good that you're like focused on that, because I know sometimes it's hard to really focus on one thing. So, you know, Jose getting it done.
But like today, I was like just working. I totally forgot to eat too.
Oh my God, Jose, you better eat after this. Go eat your chicken. Go get your chicken right now.
The shade of it all. Yeah. No, but it's true, though. It's not shade of it's true.
You better take a picture of your fridge one day. Watch, you guys. It's like a bunch of chicken, frozen chicken.
Girl, if I take a picture of my fridge right now, it's completely empty.
Oh, no.
Like, literally empty. I only have two water bottles in there.
Jose, oh my gosh, we need to like see if I was there. I'd be shipping you food. Not for me though. It's for my boyfriend's parents would send him care packages of food. I'll be sending you that.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I gotta go grocery shopping, and that means online because I don't be going to the store no more.
Now I didn't get the chance to, because I'm sure like everyone's been crazy. I didn't get to watch your reaction to Life Goes On yet, so I want to hear your thoughts on BTS's new music video, Life Goes On.
I loved it.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm glad you didn't hate it. Just kidding.
I know, right? Breaking news. No, I loved it, guys. It's like one of the things that I said towards the end of my video, but I feel like that encompassed my feelings towards the music video and the song, is that when we got Dynamite, I feel like when we got that, when we got it at that time, we needed Dynamite at that time. We needed that pick-me-up. We needed that, you know, little jump start, like, put up your batteries in and start like feeling good again and like happy and dancing and, you know, just brightness. And I'm not that Life Goes On is none of that, but I feel like now, because we're getting closer to the end of the year and it's getting colder, I felt like this warmth with Life Goes On. I felt this like hug, like it to like, I guess for a lack of better word, how do I say that?
I don't even know how to say. No. I know exactly what you mean. Like, it's not the super upbeat, they want you on your feet dancing. It's more comforting. Yeah. Like, Dynamite is comforting, but this is more of like, it's real. I felt like Dynamite was there to uplift you, but Life Goes On actually brings you down and makes you and comforts you in this situation. Because Dynamite doesn't touch base on like what's going on in the world right now. Life Goes On does.
So that's what I exactly. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, like Dynamite was like dancing, upbeat, uplifting, and I feel like Life Goes On was like, okay, now let's chill. This is still going on. Like, let's not forget about it, and now let's try to do what the best we can with the current situation. And I expressed that. I was like, whatever the case may be, whatever your living situation may be, you got to do the best you can to make it as good as possible, because you know, it can be hard. Even like, I live by myself, so I don't know how it is to live with a roommate like 24/7. So I even brought that up because I feel like they brought that up in the music video, you know, when like music video starts and it's Jungkook and then Jimin, like they're just saying hi and it's another day of the same old thing, you know what I mean? It could be like tough that like I see you 24/7, we live together all the time, and it's kind of like you can get annoying at times. And so I was like, even with your roommate, try and be nice, because it's like they're going through the same situation, you know? It's like, try and like make it as best as possible, you know? And like, even with Namjoon stepping out on the, I think it was a balcony or just outside. Like a... even that, like just getting some fresh air. They're touching on a lot of stuff that's like relatable. I felt like it was really, really relatable. And obviously the pizza, video games, chilling in the living room, in your jammies or in just your casual clothes that you're, you know, walk around in your home. But I mean, I loved it. And I mean, give it up to Jungkook.
Applause. Director of the year.
Yes, because I was like, OMG. When Jin closes his eyes and then opens them up and they are in the arena, I was like, okay, well, if you weren't getting me now, you got me now. I was like, I think I was like, I even said, I was like, I think my reaction is one of the most calmest for me. I was like just taking it all in. Yes, I was freaking out here and there, but I was very chilled through, like just taking it all in. And then as soon as the arena scene came out, I was like, oh, this is a wrap. Like, y'all are really going.
They got us good. Oh my God.
What did you think, Roseanne?
Well, same with you. Like, I think this kind of showcased more of like how they're still human after all, you know what I mean? And they may be, you know, celebrities, but they're still going through the same, we're in the same situation in the world. And it was kind of cool to, you know, see them all together, playing video games, eating pizza, something that we could relate to. The fact that they brought us to their home as well, I can't wait to see like the behind the scenes, you know what I mean? But we did see their kitchen before, the living room before, during like Bon Voyage and stuff, or V-Live. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that was very intimate of them. They didn't have to bring us to their place, but they wanted it to be like, well, this is really what's happening now. It's cool how they didn't get a set for that specific scene of them in the living room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so I really do like the concept of this whole album being, so when you like listen to the song, you'll remember the situation that we were all in. They wanted to write songs about what's going on real time, what how yes. they feel now. And that's how their albums have always been. I mean, that's the reason why, you know, Too Cool for School, all that, like they were in school with something they could relate to. And this B album is something they could relate to. So you could really tell. The music video was directed beautifully. And the transition to it, we're going to talk about this later, but you know how Tay was looking at the stadium? And their recent performance at AMAs was at the stadium. So it's pretty interesting transition
there. There's a connection there, yeah. But what was I going to ask you? Because you brought up a good point about their dorm and their home. When I first reacted to the first teaser, I brought that up. I was like, whoa, is this their dorm? Like, this looks like this is their dorm. But a lot of people in my comments were coming for, well, not like coming for me in a negative way, but they were like, no, that's not their dorm. It's a set and all this. So I was like, okay, so maybe it's a set that they recreated?
To make it look like their house? See, that's why they be behind the scenes. I wouldn't be, I mean, I feel like it is because we've even seen their room before, that room that they filmed in. But I know the place where they were playing the guitar with the bonfire, they that was a place they rented, I believe.
Right. Yeah, that's a different place. But I was like, wait, so maybe it could be a set made that to look like it's the dorm. So I was like, okay, we need the behind the scenes.
Yeah, we need some behind the scenes. Like, literally watch it be like dropped right now while we're recording this.
I also need it because I need to see my man's in action, directing. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. My gosh. Yes. And apparently we're going to get another music video as well, but this won't be until like December. Another music video. Could we have one, right, with them just in the room? Apparently they're doing one for like with ARMY. I think it's going to be posted like the end of this year, though, like December, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, you're right. It's the, what's it called? The TikTok version or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, so that's going to be really interesting. But it's honestly, I feel like the music video, the song itself, so far, there's no choreography. Which is totally fine because it's very intimate. It's not really a time to dance. But I wouldn't be surprised if eventually in a different performance they'll do, because it's the same thing like Butterfly. I remember they would sing, and then there's like one performance where they're doing choreography to it. So I don't know if they're going to do the same with that.
As soon as it started, I was like, oh my god, I'm so excited to finally like know what this song is going to sound like. Because even in the teasers, I was like, they could be fooling us. This audio that we hear with the teasers might not even be part of the song.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can't go off of that. I just need to go in blindly. Well, not blindly. Deafly, I guess I should say. Like, listening to it, like, with brand new ears. Like, okay. But then I was like, oh, okay. They are going with a more relaxed, chill vibe. And I guess because we already got a performance and they're not dancing, they don't have choreography, I'm already thinking like there's not gonna be any in the future. But I mean, that's what I said about Spring Day, and then we got Spring Day choreo going along with it, so I don't know. As far as the vibe of it, I feel like this warmth, I feel like this relaxed, like it just feels nice. I feel myself driving and just like with the air or the wind and like very relaxed. Like, I don't see myself like, hey,
hey, twerking. No, it's very healing. And I feel like this whole album is very healing and comforting, which is really interesting because the first half of the album is kind of like mellow. It's warming you up. And then after the skate, it's like old school. Let's get back at it, like dancing. And I think they did that on purpose, obviously. So Jose, out of the 7 tracks, because we're not counting skate, unless you like skate, but which song stands out to you the most at the moment, actually? Because I know it's going to change.
This is like the hardest question.
Well, I'm testing you.
Oh, oh my God.
No pressure. I'm just kidding. Okay.
I'm trying. Okay. You know what? Oh, I can't.
Okay.
Here we go. It's between Life Goes On, Fly to My Room, Blue and Gray, Telepathy, Disease, and Stay.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw you. I'm throwing Jose out. I'm gonna yeet him out. I had a feeling he was gonna do that. As soon as you named Blue and Gray, I'm like, he's gonna say the whole thing.
He would.
Oh my gosh, Jose. You know what? It makes sense though, because all of it is a vibe, and it's kind of like they're all different types of genres, and so depending on your mood, literally that day, just that in the next hour, I'm gonna feel like Telepathy, and then literally 30 minutes after, I'm like, I'm Blue and Gray, you know. So it makes sense.
It's really, really hard, guys. But if somebody was like, I'll give you $10 million for you to like pick one, I'm gonna say Telepathy. And I feel, and the reason why is because I immediately, like, I think within seconds in my album reaction, within seconds of listening to the start of that, I was already jamming out. Like, it immediately took over my body. I had no control anymore.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But as soon as Disease started, I was like, wait a minute. So that's why, and then after that, it was Stay. And then I got to re-listening to it again, and then Fly to My Room, and then Blue. You know what?
You know what? I know where Jose was going. No, you don't.
What about you, Miss Roseanne, trying to get me? We gonna get you on candid camera, even though this is audio, but
it's candid camera. Like, where, pretend Jose? Are you looking at through my webcam right now? Oh my gosh. I wanted to say something about Telepathy though. Yo.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Catchy. No, it's so catchy. The fact that Yoongi said he had this sitting in his archive hard drive stuff. And I'm so glad he pulled this out. Could you imagine how many songs are sitting in his hard drive or, you know,
that's archive? What I'm saying. Like, he, you know how they say things, when things age like wine, it's like a good thing, because wine tastes better as it ages. So he be having a whole cabinet of wine. Oh my god, that sounded so lame.
That did sound lame, but it's okay, Jose. I'm gonna go with you. I'm kidding. I'll continue. Yeah, I can't continue, but it's okay.
Please continue, Roseanne. I can't right now.
No, I'm just trying to avoid answering the question. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I see.
I'm just kidding. Right now, I'm just going to be very, 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 very honest. I notice, depending on my mood, like I said, I repeat 1, 2, 3. And then if I'm in a car, I keep repeating 5, 6, 7, 8. You get it?
Okay.
You get it. But if I...
So I need an answer. Okay. Like, this is you stalling right now. This is you stalling.
Okay. The one that sounds the most magical at the moment, because it's going to change. We already know that. I could see myself literally under the rain listening to this, but it doesn't rain in Vegas, so that's not going to happen. Blue and Gray. And I'm just so proud of myself for recognizing Neve's stuff. Because in our previous podcast, remember we were talking about it, and because when I heard it in the soups, I'm like, yo, it sounds like Neve. So it's amazing. He recently posted a video too on like how he created the song somewhat, like the instrumentals and what he chose, and him working with Tay. So if y'all didn't watch that yet, but that's one that really sticks out to me. Fly to My Room's instrumental though. Fly to My Room and Telepathy's instrumentals are like that. That's it. But yes.
I also I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm not a professional in the music industry, guys, but I feel what is it called? A bridge, right? Like towards the end, but like the climax of the song is titled The Bridge. Is that correct?
The bridge
of a song?
So, yes.
Deceases Bridge? I was like, hold the front door because I'm about to run through it and jump out like down the stairs because what? And then stay made me not stay. I was moving, so I didn't stay in one place. Oh my God, I need to really stop with these dad jokes. Okay, stay.
No, you should have continued it, Jose. Like, you should have just said, I fell down the stairs and you were deceased after, you know?
Oh my God.
You?
Roseanne, that was not it, girl. That was not. You're hired as my opener for my comedy tour.
There you go.
It's yes. not going to happen anytime. Okay.
But yes, stay.
Oh. But stay, I literally thought it was going to be like really chill. As soon as it started, I was like, oh, okay, this is chill. Okay, this is going to calm me down after disease. And then after that, I'm going to hype up again with dynamite. Mm. Little did I know that stay was going to be like, oh, you better get up and pump in. What does that even mean? I don't know, but it makes sense in my brain. Okay.
Yes.
So that's what I choose to say right now.
You choose to stay right now.
Ruzin, help. I cannot stop.
Let's stop. We're sorry, you guys, to those who are listening. Oh my God. But yes.
But this is real. This is real, guys. This is the real us. This is unfiltered, uncensored, raw. Okay.
Yes. But y'all knows. Yeah, stay. You know what? Because we were discussing this as well. Stay. It's not like so what, but it's in that category of like you jumping, yeah. fist pumping, you know, stay. I love the build up of it. It was kind of like EDM-ish, you know what I mean? Because it was a DJ that worked on their song. So like, But of course, all the songs were amazing, different genres, different vibes, but all something that we could relate to, connect to. But yeah, I think, let's go talk about the performance. I don't know where I was going with it, Jose. I don't know what I was singing, but this is so random. But have y'all seen the performance for Go-Go, but with Nicki Minaj's, is it Rake It Up song?
I have not.
Yeah, y'all need to see it. It's called When BTS Danced to Rake It Up by Yo Gotti.
Hey, Jose here. Just a reminder, Interlude Army has merch. The podcast collaborated with an awesome shirt designer, Ecoism, to make a 7-member inspired shirt. You can check it out and purchase it on his website, www.ecoism.com. That is ICHOISM. Follow Ecoism on Instagram at Ecoism. Special shout out to Army Magazine, who we previously interviewed on our podcast. We invite you to check out our friends at Army Magazine, the first all-digital magazine for BTS and Army. Through their worldwide volunteer employees, they strive to bring factual and trusted information about BTS. With new issues posted quarterly and fun blogs covering a variety of interesting topics, Army Magazine is for Army, by Army. Take a look at www.armymagazine.co or find them through at Army Mag Official on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Hold up. Let's talk about AMAs. Because you watched it already, yeah?
Yes, I did. Have you?
Yes.
I loved it. I mean, like you mentioned previously, it's a connection to the music video because Taehyung turns and looks over to the stadium, which obviously it's like a metaphor to like, well, we're not able to perform. We're not able to go on tour like we had planned. I was thinking, wouldn't the tour be already over by now if it happened?
Oh, heck no. Maybe they would have continued and added more dates. I think they would have
done maybe that. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to go down that road. Oh my God, that's so sad. Okay.
I'll rewind.
But basically, there's the connection there because in the AMA performance, they are literally in the stadium. Mm-hmm. And do you think it was like real army bombs that filled it? Or do you think it was like after effects, like post-production?
Oh, boy, it was after effects because...
Yeah, because it was a lot.
That was a lot. And you could somewhat see that it's kind of animated, but I get it. Like, I'm glad they added that. I mean, it's like sad, actually. But, you know, that made it more emotional and kind of, like, real. Like, if... Did you notice, too, they were facing the other way because they weren't performing towards, you know...
Yes, Army. Yes. And that's how they did it for the music video as well. They were facing the camera instead of, like, where the seats and the Army bombs were. And, like you said, it's a connection there. I feel like it's a continuation of the music video in a way. And then I also liked how it was simple, like black and white, their outfits as well, like their clothes. Yeah. And then there was no choreo, like Roseanne said earlier in the episode. Like, they literally just sang, like, standing, and that was it. And then we went into Dynamite. And Dynamite was, like, the complete opposite. It was, like, fireworks and, you know, clothes that had color and, like, more vibrant and stuff. But, like, I feel like it's just a, how do you say it? Like, a transition of, like, okay, let's calm down for a little bit and then let's bring it up.
Yeah,
like,
that makes a
lot of sense. The opposite.
It makes a lot of sense because Life Goes On is the number one song. It's the first song in the album and it ends with Dynamite. Yeah. And even the transition of it, it's kind of like we accept what's going on and then now let's end it with a bang kind of thing, you know?
So yes.
Very true how they were contrasted. Like, they were black and white and then they were all colorful. The stage was colorful. Everything was colorful. So you know what? I was just thinking randomly that they set up this whole thing, you know, for the AMAs. I wonder if they filmed additional things as well there. Because you know how for the music video, they also filmed in the same place they did for the one concert. The
Map. Yes. Map of the Soul one concert. They probably did, girl. They'd be busy. Like,
right? Because they filmed
like this I feel stuff. Like they filmed a lot of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, they filmed a lot of things before Yoongi went into surgery. Because I think this was like maybe... For the AMAs, maybe like almost a month ago. So, you know, they'd be busy. They'd be working, like pre-filming things ahead of time for us, which is insane.
Yeah, because even in the performance, Yoongi's hair is like shorter than it is now. Because when he went live recently, it was like longer.
Literally as after 24 hours of the music video being dropped. Did you notice that? Well, he went on like maybe 10 minutes after, but yes.
Yeah, he went after to count. For it to not interrupt the 24 hours.
I know.
He be watching, he be streaming as well. In the V-Live, we saw him with, would you call that a cast? It is, right? A cast. Right?
Yeah. I guess. It was like this, the armband holder thing for your arm. Yeah. I guess. Yeah, he still had that on. He said he was going to go into rehabilitation soon.
Yeah. Starting this week, I believe. He said like next week and well, now we're in next week.
Now we're next week, yeah.
But yeah, he said it's gonna take like a couple months, and then like it's really hard for him to do stuff with like one arm because he can't use the other arm, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like really hard for him. But I thought it was really cool that he went live for us. Like,
yeah, I wasn't expecting
he didn't have that. To, he'd be like resting or something, but he's like, nah, let me talk to y'all.
Oh, so, yeah. He's so sweet. No, but let's just hope that he recovers quickly, he goes into rehabilitation and that goes smoothly, because I know that's like one of the tough parts is kind of like reusing your muscles again. Yeah. And so good luck, Yoongi. Hopefully he'll keep us updated. Well, he doesn't have to keep us updated, but you know, just hope he's gonna be good.
Yeah, but yeah.
I'm bringing it back a little bit to the performance though, because this was our first time seeing them perform Life Goes On live. And so there's a lot of things we didn't catch in the recorded audio. Like, you know, we got to see them harmonize with each other. Or not harmonize, but, you know, sing together in different tones. Like, yes. I know Jimin and Tae was where Jimin would do, you know, the high pitch. And the, you know, the Hobi and Jungkook. There are a lot of cute moments that we got to see in this live performance. So I can't wait because tonight, we're getting a James Corden performance. We got GMA this morning.
Oh, you're right.
There's just a lot of performances going on. So I just love hearing their live vocals. There's nothing wrong with the recorded audio, but I just prefer live vocals. It just sounds more raw and intimate, I guess. I can say that. Am I the only one? I feel like I'm weird.
No, I think everybody loves it when they perform live, and which is basically all the time because they be, you know, vocals on point.
And eating their CDs.
Yeah, they be eating CDs. but what was I gonna ask you? What was the other? Oh, yes, girl. Oof. So by the time you guys are gonna be listening to this, or by the time this episode is out, we will know if BTS are nominated for a Grammy or Grammys, plural. I would like that last part. Plural. literally, that's going to be in the morning. As of the recording of this, tomorrow morning, they're going to be announcing the nominations for the Grammy Awards. And girl, I feel like the timeline is going to be cray-cray, regardless of its positive because they got it or negative because they didn't. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's going to be... You know what?
Need to be prepared.
Yeah. You know? Be prepared for anything and everything. Because literally... like, for an example, well, we kind of knew this was going to happen. When Dynamite came out, you know, there was all this radio play, all this hype. And then when Life Goes On, we're like, Ooh, not getting radio play. Literally, the day of, I think there was only... four radio stations that played Life Goes On. And I'm not surprised. It's like something we expected. Now it's like proven. Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's gatekeepers in the music industry because, of course, Life Goes On is not in English. And so when it comes to, you know what, when it comes to the Grammys, I do have hope, though, because if the Map of the Soul 7 is not going to get anything, which it should because it's a masterpiece, at least we know Dynamite. There is no other song that had that type of impact in 2020.
Girl.
You know what I mean?
Can you preach right now?
if you don't talk about like numbers and statistics and all that stuff, the impact of it still, you know, should be recognized. And
Because that's the thing. A lot of people come for ARMYs when we're saying, like, they deserve it. You know what I mean? They've earned that. Like, please nominate. And people are like, you know, the Grammys, it's not about the charts. It's not about sales. It's about the quality, the music. And I'm like, okay. So is that... Are you telling us that BTS doesn't deserve it because they don't have the quality? And it's like... We're not talking just about sales, numbers, data. No, honey. Okay. Ooh, I'm about to get...
Ooh, he's getting...
Because I get really passionate about it. I'm like, it's not because it's like, oh, it sold so-and-so. It did this amount of weeks. It got number... And like, I'm not talking... Yes, that's part of it. I feel like it is exposure. But at the same time, if you want to talk about quality, if you're going to be like, oh, the Grammys look at more than just that, then they also have that. Like, the lyrics, the music. There is quality there. This isn't no 1, 2, 3, right? ABC, step 1 foot in front of the... Like, that's not what this is, honey, it is. Like, yes. Okay.
And that's one thing as well. It's kind of like, you think we're people who don't stan quality. Like, the reason why we're even fans of BTS is because they have the talent and the quality and the worth ethic and everything. It's not like we're just like jumping on a bandwagon, not knowing what we're supporting. We're not going to just throw money at something that we don't think is worth it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh my God, thank you so much. Like, that's what I was also thinking, Rosa. Like, how does that even make sense that we're going to be like buying something that sounds bad? Do you know what I mean? Like, how are we going to be requesting something on radio stations that sounds bad? How are we going to buy an album that sounds bad? How are we going to go to a concert if the music is bad? Like, oh my God.
Right? Like, girl, it doesn't make any sense.
So we just need to be prepared tomorrow, guys. Like, if you guys need to... I mean, by the time you're listening to this, obviously, it's going to be already announced. But maybe there's still going to be some talk online. Guys, if it's too much for you, like, log off, you know, Twitter or Facebook or whatever social media you might be using. Like, because some of the stuff also, if it's negative, it doesn't, like, really doesn't benefit anybody. And if it affects you in a negative way, like, just step aside for a little bit, you know, like, listen to Life Goes On.
that's a really good tip. Yeah, Jose, it gets pretty intense, especially during the end of the year. If it messes with you mentally, that is not healthy. It's okay to take breaks. And if you do see toxic people online, don't even engage in that, because it's you're coming for people who are in there for a mission, in there with a mission, I mean, and they're there to get that negative attention. They're not there to be like, oh, I want you to change my mind. No, they're there to mess with you. So just don't engage, you guys. And let's just, you know, continue to have fun with this amazing comeback. We're getting so much content, performances. So, and like I said, if it, whatever happens, whatever happens, I'm going to strangle someone. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
What did you say?
You agreed. I said I'm going to strangle someone. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I did not even hear that.
Jose was like, exactly, yes, strangle them.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
I'm just kidding, you guys. Just, you know, we're going to continue. And everything didn't come easy. We just have to keep working hard and let's keep each other positive.
And honestly, the only reason we're so passionate about this is because the guys want it. If BTS did not care for the Grammys, trust and believe, ARMY would not be caring either. You know what I mean? So we're going to be okay. If it doesn't happen, we will be okay. Because... Yes. We've done really well. BTS are really, really they're good. They're on top of the world, and we don't have Grammys or Grammy nominations. So if we don't get it, guys, it's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if we do, hey, congratulations.
Yeah, the Grammys is not going to all of a sudden solidify all of the achievements we've gotten. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but then the reason why we want it so bad is because the boys want it. So that's why. But if it isn't this year, you know, I guess the positive thing is maybe next year. But it should be this year. So, So, yeah, that was the end of our episode, our mess of an episode. But just a reminder, we're still taking letters for our segment, Love ARMY, where we read letters written by you guys. If you want to submit your letter or voice recordings, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read them in our future episodes.
To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD. That's InterludeArmyPD. Our Instagram is also InterludeArmyPD. And if you want to send any feedback or letters, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
But yes, that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. And thank you so much for tuning in. Have an amazing week, you guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose. Bye, Army. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok.